Well, they're called the dog days of summer, and if you step outside in much of the country, you know why. The kind of sizzling temperatures dogs know to find shade from. Atlantic Canada, the only cool region, as most of us cope with uncomfortably hot sunshine. But there is nowhere hotter than the prairies, where tonight the heat is starting to create some serious issues with healthcare delivery.
Kevin, well, it is hot across most of the country today. In Regina, it is scorching. The temperature is approaching 38 degrees. And factor in the humidity, it feels a lot hotter than that.
Sure, it's blazing hot in most of Canada. Weather maps show much of the country is above normal for July, as it is in the United States. And while Britain was trying to pump out the floodwater from torrential rains, the Mediterranean was dealing with fires and extended heat alerts. Greece was battling up to 100 forest fires in plus 40 degrees centigrade heat. That's over 140 degrees Fahrenheit. Italy was also blazing with both heat and more forest fires. Hotels burned, and beachgoers had to be rescued in 42-degree heat. The Canary Islands were ablaze. Romanian authorities blamed extreme heat for at least 30 deaths, as Eastern Europe experienced absolute record temperatures. Government buildings were shut down to conserve power, as those with air conditioners blasted them to the max. Temperatures reached 41 degrees centigrade, or 106, for several days in a row. Authorities declared an emergency red alert. In late July, Bulgaria was 45 degrees centigrade, or 113 Fahrenheit, in the shade. That is the hottest since records began to be kept in that country. The government of Serbia reports that 30% of the annual harvest has been killed off by high heat, including wheat, soya, and vegetables, another side effect of climate change. We are less able to feed ourselves. Now we have a personal letter from Serbia, written by Jasmina Tasanovic, the girlfriend of famous science fiction writer Bruce Sterling. He's been living and reporting from Serbia while writing his next novel. Sterling was early predicting extreme climate change with his 1994 novel Heavy Weather. I got this letter from Jasmina from Bruce's personal mailing list called Viridian Notes. It's titled Serbia and the Flames. I think it reveals a lot about the way people are reacting and will react to climate change. Here goes Serbia and the Flames by Jasmina Tasanovic. Today was the hottest day in Serbia ever since the temperature has been measured, 45 degrees centigrade. If we Serbs were truly interested in our survival as a nation, we'd be scrambling to get some modern hardware for dealing with ecological catastrophes. It's been 10 years since Milosevic sold off our forest-fighting aircraft and pocketed the money. We would talk together seriously about last year's massive floods throughout the Danube Basin, about this year's deadly heat wave in Serbia and throughout the Balkans, about the state of emergency in our neighbor Greece, about the electricity shortages and blackouts throughout the region, about the woods of our homeland set on fire. Even tidy Britain is being overwhelmed with their flood catastrophes, while here in Serbia we lack any organized emergency response, because the Serbian state is, by its nature, in an emergency situation all the time. Instead, the Serbian parliament spent this day discussing Kosovo, angling for Russian friendship to fend off the US demands, while dodging EU pressure to simply let go of that long-lost province. They have no air conditioning inside the Serbian parliament, so delegates were comically fanning themselves with official papers while the presidents were sweating in their stuffy official suits. The Russians promised us practical help for the smoldering forests of the border, but they have yet to send a single Russian helicopter. Meanwhile, the firemen and local peasants are saving our burning forest heritage with raw courage and mostly hand tools. When will we overcome our local obsessions and realize we are part of a world in a general crisis? The climate crisis isn't for rich countries, it's for every country, especially us. We had floods in 2006 and now fires in 2007. The cause is in the air and we will end up with no earth. Global warming is invisible. It steals up on us like a slow fever, but our daily lives are being transformed by it. Kids can't get milk at school. Eggs might be poisoned with salmonella. The crops are wilting in the fields. My friend, a pianist, sews clothes by her air conditioner instead of playing her piano. I am singing after dark instead of writing at noon. My friend is writing a book about the future, but is not sure if it is the same book he started anymore. My young friend, the web designer, had her computer collapse, so she went out to walk her three dogs and collapsed from the heat in 2 hours. My friend, activist from the inner Serbia, is sleeping in an office where there is an air conditioner. 2 weeks ago, she condemned air conditioners because they burn fossil fuels and make the global warming worse. She also has the very Serbian superstition that cold drafts of the air are not good for your bones. Well, any hot draft of air over 40 degrees does not cool your body. It heats your body and can kill you from heat stroke. My pregnant Albanian friend from Pristina sleeps heavily day and night while her friends in Kosovo demonstrate some unilateral declaration of independence. If there is any justice in this injustice, it is that global warming has no borders or nationality. And yet it has guilty and victims. Guilty, all of us who ignored inconvenient truths and sacrificed the ecological conscience for other more or less legitimate priorities. Victims, everyone yet to be born on our damaged planet. When crops wilt and forests burn down to black stumps, does it matter if that wasteland is called Kosovo or Serbia? Year by year, mankind is becoming justly afraid of our vengeful climate. I have an epiphany. Our world in 1999 is becoming all the world. No electrical, no water, no business as usual. Fear. I remember those bombing days of Serbia and Kosovo when everyone in this land, without exception, was a refugee under a scowling enemy sky. That was written by Jasmina Tasanovic, a Serbian witness to the extreme heat baking Eastern Europe and the Mediterranean this summer. And I am Alex Smith, reporting for Radio EcoShock. Find us at our website at www.ecoshock.org.